Dear Greece, I'm a student of philosophy at Catholic University. I have a complaint with the way you handled your telephone poll last week at the bequest of a caller. I believe his name was Mike. You asked callers whether they would prefer a sunset or habadugi with a beautiful woman. Obviously, they chose the habadugi. This didn't prove anything. If, however, you had stretched the two choices to extremes, I think the outcome would have been different. I dare you to ask listeners whether they would prefer habadugi with an ugly woman or having a beautiful woman for their best friend with no habadugi. Obviously, you can't vote. I know how you feel about ugly women. I am sure of this, and I will drink a glass of water from your toilet bowl if I lose. Sincerely, Rich Schwartz. All right, I got Rich on the line. I called her. You still there, Rich?
I'm still here.
And you really will. You'll drink some of my toilet water if these people would rather habadugi with an ugly woman than have a friend that's beautiful but no habadugi.
I have faith in the maggotry.
All right, buddy, I'm going to put you on hold, and I am now going to take a poll. I'll take 10 callers, 10 people voting, and if I win, I'll drink the toilet water and gargle with it. But if you lose, you must drink and gargle. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
All right, stand by. Hello, it's time to take the poll. What would you prefer, habadugi with an ugly woman or friendship with a beautiful one with no habadugi?
I guess I'd take habadugi with the ugly woman if it was dark.
No, well, with the darkness, we're not getting that complicated. Let me just make two columns here, ugly or pretty. Now, is that, there's nothing about dark or light.
All right, pretty.
Wait a minute. No, I want to, you'd rather be friends with a pretty woman and no habadugi?
No, I'd rather habadugi with the ugly woman, sure, why not?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got no morals.
All right, that's one for the ugly. All right, thank you. All right, it's time for the poll. Would you rather habadugi with the ugly or be friends with the pretty?
Friends with the pretty.
Friends with the pretty. Okay, thank you. It's neck and neck here. Would you rather be friends with the ugly? I'd rather be habadugi with the ugly or be friends with the pretty?
I'd rather be a guy.
All right, we're a guy.
Yeah, because I'm not no
lazy. All right, I understand. Well, you can't roll. This is, I guess, a man thing. But could we turn it the other way around? All right, we'll turn it the other way around. Would you rather habadugi with an ugly guy or be friends with a good-looking one?
Friends, it's a good
look. Oh, God, 2-1, I'm losing here. All right, well, habadugi. Would it be ugly or pretty?
Pretty.
You'd rather be friends with the pretty than habadugi with the ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 3-1. Come on, we're the deviants. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Would you rather be habadugi with the ugly or be friends with the pretty?
Give me that ugly woman.
All right, it's 3-2. We're nipping duck. DC-101, would you rather be friends with the pretty lady or how about a gee with that ugly lady?
Friends with the pretty.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes. I'm losing here. Hello? Would you rather be friends with the ugly... friends with the pretty lady or habadugi with that ugly woman?
I'd habadugi with that ugly woman.
All right. Habapohai. Hello. Commander Von Tucker's face here on the habadugi line. What's it going to be? Habadugi with that ugly woman or be friends with the pretty one?
Let me have the ugly one.
All right. It's a tie ball game. It's 4-4.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Hello. Commander Von Tucker's face here.
I'm
going to
give you the fugly one.
All right. This is it. If I win this next caller, buddy, you're drinking that toilet water. Hello, Commander Von Tucker's face here.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it going to be, ugly or pretty?
I'll show you 6-pack of Budweiser and take that ugly woman.
Take that ugly woman, and it's a Greaseman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the ugly, and 4 for the pretty. Thank you, buddy. Hey, Rich. Rich?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear that?
All right, I heard it.
Right before your ears, there's a delivery man on the way with a glass of my toilet water. I anticipated you would lose, so I took the liberty of sending him over there to Catholic U. He should be arriving at... Oops, there's the doorbell. There's the doorbell, buddy. If I were you, I'd get on over there and keep the binaca handy. All right, sir, if you would please.
All right, I got it.
We have an agreement. You got it. It's acrid from my bowl.
Yeah, it's not very savory, is it?
It's not very savory, no. And if I were you, before you gargle with it, I would make sure you looked at the water very carefully to make sure there are no crumbs in there. Go ahead, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.